All right, so today we're doing a deep dive into something a little different.
Right.
It's about the impact of noise,
Right.
or rather the lack of it. We're talking about silence and its impact on our brains.
Interesting.
We've got some really fascinating research to dig into. We're going to be looking at some studies by Dr. Imke Kirst.
Okay.
And also just sort of observations on how our modern world just really bombards us with sound
Right.
all the time, and how that's affecting us. And then we're also going to look at the whys of sound deprivation techniques and why those are becoming so popular.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's get quiet and
Yeah,
dive
and
in.
let's dive right in.
Yeah.
I think what's so interesting about silence is that it's not just like the absence of sound.
Right.
It's like
Right.
it's an active state for the brain,
Exactly.
and it can have some really surprising effects.
It really can.
So let's unpack this a little bit.
Okay.
You mentioned Dr. Kier's research. What did she find about silence and its impact on the brain?
Well, she did some really interesting studies on mice, actually.
Okay.
And
Interesting.
what she found was that silence can actually regenerate neurons in
Wow.
a specific part of the brain called the hippocampus.
Okay, so the hippocampus. I know that's important, but remind me again exactly what that does.
Yeah, so the hippocampus is this fascinating
Yeah.
seahorse-shaped structure deep within the brain,
Right.
and it plays a crucial role in learning and memory.
Okay.
So it's where short-term memories are converted into long-term ones,
Okay.
and it helps us navigate the world spatially.
So that's really important.
Really important.
So the fact that silence can actually stimulate
Yes.
the growth of new neurons in this area is pretty significant.
It is incredibly significant.
So how does this work?
Right.
How does silence actually lead to the creation of new brain cells?
Well, I think a good way to think about it is that constant noise puts our brains in a state of stress and overstimulation.
Right.
It's like our brain is constantly on high alert,
Yeah.
trying to process this barrage of information coming at it. And that overstimulation releases stress hormones like cortisol,
Oh.
which over time can actually hinder the brain's ability to repair and grow.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like when you're constantly bombarded, there's no time to rest and rebuild, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But when we experience silence, even for short periods,
Okay.
our brain gets a break from this constant input. Those stress hormone levels are able to decrease,
Right.
and the brain can shift from the sort of fight or flight mode
Okay.
into a state of rest and recovery.
Interesting.
And that's really where the magic happens. That's where
Yeah.
new neurons are formed
Why?
and new connections are made within the brain.
So it's literally like rebuilding the brain.
Exactly.
Oh.
I've definitely felt that sense of mental exhaustion
Oh, wait, you're right.
after a day
For sure.
in a loud
Like an in
environment.
city or
Yeah,
something.
exactly. Like a busy city or, even just like a loud coffee shop.
Yeah.
It's amazing to think that just being in silence can counteract that and help our brains recover.
Right.
But if we're talking about modern life, silence seems like this kind of elusive luxury these days.
Absolutely.
It really
It's
is.
hard to find.
Think about all the noise that we encounter on a daily basis.
Yeah.
We've got traffic,
Traffic, construction,
congestion, music everywhere,
music,
advertisements,
advertisements.
notifications on our phones,
Right.
the hum of electronics. Like,
Nah.
even when you think you're in a quiet moment,
Right.
there's still this subtle but persistent hum of technology. You
Absolutely.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's true.
We're so used to it, we barely even notice it anymore.
Right.
It's like this constant low-level background noise has just become our new normal.
It's become the norm.
Yeah. And that's what makes it so insidious,
Right.
because this constant auditory assault
Yeah.
has become so ingrained in our daily lives
Yeah.
that we often don't realize the impact it's having on our well-being.
Right.
Yeah.
So if this is the world we live in, how do we find ways to kind of escape it?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's where the concept of sound deprivation comes in.
Okay.
Techniques like silent retreats, or
Right.
even just intentionally carving out quiet time in your day,
Yeah.
can provide a much needed respite from the noise.
Yeah. And I've seen a lot about those silent retreats lately.
Yeah.
Like people are going to all sorts of lengths to find quiet,
Right.
even booking like private chalets and stuff.
Yeah.
You can find them on privatehotsprings.com.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're like these
Interesting.
really secluded places where you can just
Yeah.
get away from it all.
Yeah.
There's definitely like this growing desire for silence, I think. What are some of the benefits that you think are driving that?
Well, as we talked about with Dr. Kirsch's work, you know,
Yeah.
silence can literally regenerate brain cells in the hippocampus.
Right.
But even beyond that, research has shown that just short periods of silence can have a pretty incredible impact on our well-being.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of impact are we talking about?
Well, studies have shown that silence can lower our stress levels.
Okay.
It can improve focus and concentration.
Right.
And it can even boost creativity.
So it's not just about, like, giving our brains a break.
Right.
It's about actively improving our cognitive function.
Exactly.
Wow, that's amazing.
By quieting the external noise,
yeah,
we allow our brains to really delve deeper into internal processes.
Interesting.
Which can lead to enhanced creativity.
Okay.
And problem-solving abilities.
So silence is really powerful.
It is incredibly powerful.
But just to recap.
Yeah.
Silence isn't just the absence of sound.
Right.
It's like this powerful tool for our mental and cognitive well-being.
It's an active state that allows our brains to rest, recover,
and
even regenerate.
It's amazing.
It is pretty incredible.
It makes you think, like, what would happen if we all made a conscious effort to incorporate more silence into our daily routines?
That's a great question.
You know?
And I think it's something that we should all be asking ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could those few minutes of meditation, a quiet walk in nature, or even just turning off your phone for an hour,
right,
make a difference?
Yeah.
I think the research suggests that it really could.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely something for our listeners to think about.
It is.
What would your life look like?
Right.
With a little more silence in it.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thank you.
Into the power of quiet.
Yeah, this was great.
Yeah.